Right now, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce here for the short and sweet business speed. How are you?
Doing great. We had a great turnout for eggs with hard-boiled,
hard-boiled, I have to say,
hard-boiled eggs with elected officials.
Hard-boiled eggs with hard-boiled elected officials.
Councilman Michael Parker said, you know, better hard-boiled eggs than hard-boiled officials.
There
so
you go, yeah.
No one was hard-boiled. no one was over easy. But special thanks to all the public servants that participated and all the members that came out to the top of the hill, including WCHL's very own Blake Hodge. A special thanks. Representative Greg Meyer was there, even though it is crossover week this week. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize Orange County Board of Education members Donna Coffey and Brenda Stevens came, even though they had back-to-back school board meetings Monday and Tuesday. And we all know that county commissioners have a really big meeting coming up tomorrow. So appreciate elected officials taking part of their busy schedules to share their time with members.
So what did you learn today?
What did I learn today?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to listen in on the individual questions, but I'm also really excited. We have four congressional staff members that were able to join us, and for a couple, it was their first time with doing this event, and they really enjoyed the format and speaking with our members. So again, special thanks to the offices of Congressman Mark Walker, Congressman David Price, Senator Tom Tillis, and Senator Richard Burr. So
awesome. So yeah. More on that. I know Blake was there. I think we'll have a story from him coming up later on
awesome.
In the week. I'm not
going to
volunteer him to write it, but I think we've got that coming up. And is there a place online, like a Spotify or a thing that people can go to see?
I'm trying not to giggle when you say Spotify, and I know you mean Storify. No,
yeah,
we do not have a curated musical
playlist. Hey, I'm down with the World
playlist.
Wide Web's, Kristen.
Oh my gosh, now I'm going to have the giggle for the whole time. Okay.
Spotify, Storify, MySpace, whatever
we'll
the kids
be,
are using these
yeah,
days.
We'll send you a VHS tape of
the
highlights from today. Okay, I have to move on because I cannot have the giggles. But that's concluding our April events, and I'm really excited to talk about what's coming up in May. April, I can't come up with anything catchy. You know, April showers bring May flowers. April showers bring May opportunities to network. So we're excited to have
got April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel on my head right now, because now all I can think of is music that would play on Spotify.
Obviously we need to have a
Spotify
to talk
for the
about everything
with
elected that local
officials.
Elected officials
hey you laugh, but if we had Michael Parker and Greg Meyer on a Spotify, that would get listens.
I think so. Folks should follow Representative Meyer on Instagram. He actually posts what he's playing on his record player at the General Assembly. So I'll subscribe to that, to a Spotify playlist by Representative Meyer.
Right.
But hope members will tweet out there what they've learned from local elected officials this morning.
On the Twitters.
Yeah. Collecting those Twitters to put on the Storify. So anyway, before I get the giggles, May is going to have is going to be chock full of opportunities to network and learn more about how you can expand your business. Taking Care of Business will be Wednesday, May 3rd. We're going to talk about getting your search ranking up without having to know anything about it. SEO. So check out Taking Care of Business on Wednesday, May 3rd. That's at Homewood Suites. Nonprofit Roundtable is going to be Wednesday, May 10th. That's presented by Carolina National Insurance Agency and powered by Executive Service Corps of the Triangle. That's an opportunity for chamber member nonprofits to learn more and be better nonprofits. We're going to have Business After Hours back after having it at University Place. We're really excited to have it at Brookdale Senior Living. This is a senior living community in Chapel Hill offering assisted living accommodations, including memory care and assistant and independent living. And so they have two places. They have Brookdale Chapel Hill, Brookdale Middlemont. But we hope folks will join us at 2220 Farmington Drive. That's right at 54 and I-40 for Business After Hours on May 11th. Retail Roundtable meets every other month. They'll be meeting May 16th if you're a local retailer. Chapel Hill Young Professionals, presented by Coastal Credit Union, will be getting together on May 16th at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, talking about healthcare and incorporating more Fruits and Veggies, FNV is the hashtag.
All right.
More fruits and veggies in your life. And then we're really excited about the Business Excellence Awards, or the BEES, which will be Thursday, May 19th. And this is like the Coca-Cola thing that you were able to
The cap-twisting, bubbles, physical moment, stopping, nothing, topping this feeling? Yeah.
Let me see if I can talk about the location
of
the
BEES.
Okay, here we go. It is going to be at the Paul Green Theater, located at the Center for Dramatic Art.
Yes.
Home of Playmakers Repertory Theater.
Very nice.
So join us at that location.
Go to Playmakers, yeah.
Well, we've been instructed that we need to be clear on the location.
Okay.
So, but no matter what you call it, we're going to have a huge celebration of business and announce our Business Excellence Awards with an after party at the Stroud. That's a much shorter name. So so find out more and purchase tickets at carolinachamber.org/bees.
Awesome. So a lot of events coming up in May, but just sort of kicking things off at the beginning of May, it's Small Business Week, right?
It is Small Business Week, and I want to give a shout out to Orange County Economic Development, who is celebrating by saying thank you to Orange County businesses. So they're going to be at targeted locations throughout Orange County next week. Tuesday, May 2nd, they're going to be at the Eflin Supermarket. Wednesday, May 3rd, they're going to be at 140 West downtown. Thursday, May 4th, they're going to be at the Hillsborough Old Courthouse Yard. And Friday, May 5th, they will have an open house at their office located at 131 West Margaret Lane in Hillsborough. And so they're really excited. They're asking Orange County businesses, any Orange County businesses, to stop by for refreshments and receive a small thank you gift for being an Orange County business. So shout out to Orange County Economic Development celebrating National Small Business Week next week.
How big is National Small Business Week? I know like Small Business Saturday gets just a ton of participation all over the country, and we always talk about it. How big is Small Business Week?
I don't know how big it is nationwide, but I think it's an opportunity. Small Business Saturday is really targeted towards the consumer. It's consumer, take this day to, we're not going to compete with Black Friday, but take this day to patronize your favorite local small business. This is an opportunity where we get to say thank you to small businesses, recognize small businesses, their impact in Orange County and throughout our country. And so that's how Orange County Economic Development is celebrating. And as always, you can stop. We love small business at the Chamber, and we'll be open 9 to 5 at 104 South Estes Drive. We would love to meet you and talk to you. There's a ton of events on expanding your small business, but we certainly want to say thank you during Small Business Week and all year round.
Awesome. Again, carolinachamber.org for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and carolinachamber.org/events. You can get that full list of events coming up in the month of May, of which there are many in Legion. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. What else is going on in May that people want to know about?
So today, Eggs with Elected Officials was a special presentation of Lights, Camera, Advocacy. In May, our Lights, Camera, Advocacy, which is presented and hosted by Silver Spot Cinema, will be really excited. We're going to hear from Dr. Pam Baldwin, our new superintendent.
Nice.
So looking forward to hearing from her. That'll be Wednesday, May 24th. Lights, Camera, Advocacy is the fourth Wednesday of the month and open free for members. There is a non-member price if you're interested, but excited to hear more from Dr. Pam Baldwin.
Awesome. And again, carolinachamber.org or carolinachamber.org/events to get the full event calendar. And a lot is coming up in the next month, so check it out. That's the short and sweet business beat. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.